Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. It is just after 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday. We're still in the month of August, I believe. And we have tickets for you to come hang out with us as we say goodbye summer / hello more summer. It's an endless summer kegger, unofficially known as the Klein Alley Show inaugural Clam Slam. And it's happening at the Hyatt Newport. And the only way to get in is to win your way in. And a lot of people have been DMing us saying, hey, do I have to really try to call and win tickets on the radio, or can I just go? And we're saying you have to, sadly, win tickets on the radio, which is, that's the rub right there. That's the rub, but that's how
it's old school. Deal with it.
How we have to do it, but don't worry, you'll have lots of chances between now and the actual event to win your way in. It's going to be a good time, a lot of stuff we can't talk about on the air.
Hey, you wouldn't want to go if everyone could go.
That's right. It's very exclusive, but we'll invite as many of you as possible. This hour, we're going to ask you why you are currently feuding with siblings and or what tore your entire siblings apart, because it's happening with the Buss family right now. We'll hear your stories coming up later this hour. In a moment, though, we will get into some clickbait as we solve the internet's biggest riddles and mysteries once and for all. And we've learned a lot in clickbait, and some people say that clickbait actually does help them navigate their daily lives. So
it is stuff that sticks with you. And it already changed Jake's life.
That's right. Sort of. I don't know which answer we're going to tackle today. Is it that the world has decided what their new favorite sexual position is? That is one of the possible ones we could answer. The internet has come up with a conclusion, an answer that I think that it was tearing the world apart.
After all these years.
But I don't know if we're going to get to that one today, because there's also stuff that is annoying people that stay at hotels. And you don't want to do this thing because it is now the new number one annoying thing that you are doing at hotels that is ruining everyone else's stay.
I know what it is.
We have that to get to and other things as well. So go nowhere. We'll do some clickbait after Franz Ferdinand on Carol Q. Internet designed for riddles and mysteries, and two reasons only, clickbait, masturbate. We can only do one of them on the radio, so it's time for clickbait. Here we go. Give me this one today. I know we teased a few different things, but let's go with this, because if you do find yourself in a happy relationship, you are known as a, quote, happy couple. There is still something that is happening in your relationship that is a telltale sign that you will end up divorced.
So this is not a couple that is going through stuff, not a couple that's dealing with all of the obvious things that would be indications you're heading to divorce, but they have looked at a lot of, quote, happy couples. These are couples that appear happy even when they fill out surveys about their own satisfaction in the relationship. They do pretty well, but there is something that is an indicator that the couple will still end up divorced if they have one thing in common with these other couples. What is it, Allie?
One thing in common?
Well, there's something that they found that couples that were, quote, happy, but still ended up divorcing. And there was something that was an indicator that you could realize that you're in a, quote, happy relationship now, but you're still going to end up divorced. What is it? That is the question in clickbait today.
God, I was going to say couples that were coordinating shirts or outfits, but I'm going to go with overposting couples. So couples that post too much on social media, it's a dead giveaway that even if they're happy or they seem happy, there's some reason why they feel the need to post all the time about their relationship. And it's because there's something deep in the back of their mind going, I don't think this is going to work. I'm pretending a little bit. And it catches up with you.
So the couples that are over posting about how happy they truly are. And boy, they look happy. I mean, you see them. They're always in some sort of turquoise water.
They're always getting photos taken of themselves, right. Or they're always, this is us having fun. This is us on our vacation. Love. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year.
Beautiful soliloquy.
Totally. Love notes.
Yeah, making up for something.
You made me the man I am, blah, 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 blah. All right. Allie says they overpost. That is the indication that they are heading to divorce. These are happy couples, but sadly, there is something that will determine whether or not they are heading to divorce, I guess breakup if you're not unmarried, but they specifically looked at happy married couples in this particular survey. Jake, what's the answer?
I'm going to say they have opposite schedules. You're happy at first, and then you have time to yourself, but then you slowly drift apart.
Okay. Jake's schedules do not overlap. But you would think that would be the key to a happy relationship.
I know, that'd be great, because once you see each other, you're so happy.
It's bang time. Bang, bang, bang time. Remember when you were long distance with Katie for a while?
Yeah, we would meet halfway to have sex in hotel rooms.
Right.
It was great.
It's fun, exciting. Then you go part, do your own thing.
And then I could, have my own life and then be like, ooh, I miss you. Aw.
Yeah, but then after a while, you just kind of drift apart.
I think when I talk to people that are divorced and they have like, oh, I have my kids on every other weekend or whatever, I think to myself, that'd be cool if there was some sort of a system for that for the relationship.
You could only be with each other half the week?
I'm married every other weekend. And then the rest of the time, I'm not.
I think a lot of people do that, even though unofficial.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying they should make it official.
Every other weekend, I'm not married.
Omar.
When I take this ring off.
What is the answer?
Repeat the question again.
Happy couples. People in happy marriages.
Happy couples.
Think about that for a second.
Okay.
There is one thing that is an indicator. That they will not stay married. They will
happy
get divorced.
Happy couples, one indicator, mm-hmm. not stay married.
Uh-huh.
One indicator.
That's right.
All right. One indicator is going to be poor communication.
Yeah. I think communication is a key. Or feeling like you have to hide things.
Yeah, and also, I think everybody during, like, the honeymoon period, you don't really need to speak or anything. I mean, you might be, really happy because, you're getting your life together. So there is that honeymoon period when you're married for, what do they say, the first 7 years? And so you get that itch. I don't think you really need a lot of communication because you already, when you got married, had certain goals in mind, but they kind of change and you don't communicate to that to your partner, boom, divorce town.
Or you don't really talk much because you're having sex all the time, and then years in, you start really running out of things to talk about, and you're like, oh, by the way, I'm a flat earther. And you're like, what?
Where did that come from? Well, Omar was kind of dancing in the right land, but and that land is called divorce land. But he didn't quite get there. But they say that once you stop having conversations about the future, Omar's at the beginning, it's a lot of, it'll be great, we'll have a family, there's a lot of talk about the future. But when the future becomes the present, and then you kind of go, I don't really have another chapter figured out, you stop having those conversations and talking about, we should go here on a trip one time. Oh, it'd be fun to move here. You start doing the day-to-day grind just to get through the day.
Right, and the farthest you can plan ahead is like, let's go to Trader Joe's.
Right, you're like, can we do that on Saturday? I don't know what's going to happen Saturday.
I don't know.
But they say that couples... couples that truly stop having any sort of conversation or discussion about the future, whatever that looks like, because the future is constantly shifting, mm-hmm. are the ones that are most likely heading to divorce. So think about that for a second. And when's the last time you've actually had that conversation about, like, what are we, do we have any plans for this summer?
Oh my God, we're already planning spring break of next year.
So that's a good indication then. You're probably going to stay together,
oh.
which is good because you're pregnant right now. But I mean, for other people, think about that for a moment, because that's what they found was a common link between all these couples that seemed happy on the outside, but ended up hitting the splitsville, and there was no conversation about, like, and I think part of it is not the conversation. I think it's the deposit. I think once you put a deposit down on a
you're
trip,
you're committed, and you're like,
committed. So you're like, I know we should probably end this thing, but we're not going to get our money back.
That's why we should be like you and just plan fake trips.
Plan fake trips.
That way, then the planning solidifies it.
Keep on going, baby.
Or just go to Mexico all the time.
There's your answer. We take a quick break. We're back in a moment with more show after this. In fact, if you are currently in a feud with your siblings, the buses are in a huge feud right now over ownership of the Lakers. It has torn that entire family apart. And we are asking right now, why are you no longer talking to your siblings? What are you currently feuding about? Or what was the thing that completely ruined your relationship with your brothers and sisters? We'll get your stories next. Reward one of you with some tickets to come hang out with us. At least a few of you, actually. Vanessa said we have a few tickets to give away. So we'll give away multiple tickets to come hang out at the Endless Summer Kegger. And that'll be after this on K-Rock.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I always find it weird when people will say things like, this is my sister and my best friend. I always find that very strange. I know Jake's got a sister that he's into romantically.
That's not what I said, you asshole.
But it's interesting how people sometimes have these very... like
intimate,
I think the, intimate, right? I think the relationship I have with my sisters is mediocre at best. I think the one you have with your sister is pretty normal. You're jealous of everything she does because she does it better than you, and she's hotter than you, and everything
she's
else.
She's had it easier than me.
Had it easier than right. And every and you think she's your mom's favorite, and everything. Everyone goes out of their way to accommodate her.
Uh-huh.
Right. It's all that
squeaky
stuff.
Wheel gets the grease.
Right. Got it. So that's kind of a more normal situation. Then you've got the siblings in the bus family right now, and you think about that. You're born into a pretty good life. Your dad owns the Lakers. You pretty much know you're set for life with cushy jobs. I was looking over some of the many titles that some of the people in the bus family held over the years.
That they made up?
Yeah. like vice president of basketball inflation operations or something.
Jesus.
Like the guy's job was to inflate the basketballs. And it just didn't matter. They were set. They were good. But then when it comes time to sell the team, there's a lot of fighting going on. And Jeannie wants to hold on to the ownership. The siblings want to sell. And I'm sure this happens in families all the time with things that are much less important than the Lakers.
I mean, I guess take a regular sibling relationship that usually always has some rough patches, right? And then add millions or billions of dollars to that.
Yeah.
It really, really amplifies any little problem into a massive problem.
So as we are going to go ahead and talk about the Lakers situation, let's figure out what's going on with your siblings right now, because I'm sure that in some ways you can relate. And let's go ahead and give away some tickets to our Endless Summer Kegger. Hello, Michelle. What's going on?
Hey, I got a call from my younger sister. She was crying one time, and she hadn't heard from my older sister all weekend after my older sister went on a blind date. Like, she went radio silent all weekend. So obviously we thought like she was killed or something happened, right? I go to her apartment. I show up to make sure she's okay, knock on the door. The door is unlocked. I walk in and no, she's just getting banged.
Oh. So you
created a rival?
You were concerned that she was dead because it was a blind date and then never heard back from her. And it turns out it just went so well that she had just been held up having sex for the last 3 days?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a long weekend. It was a holiday weekend, so it was like 4 days.
And you walked in on that?
Yeah, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
So you're upset because she didn't return any of your calls and just let you know that she's not dead?
Yeah, and like I don't mess with her anyway, but I do anything for my little sister. And when she calls me crying, I just jump into action.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Well, she jumped into action too, apparently.
Turns out everyone was in action that weekend. Sounds like it was a busy weekend in your family. Christine on K-Rock, we're talking about sibling rivalries and or sibling feuds. How do they start? Where are they at now? And does anyone hate each other more than the Buss family? Siblings seem to hate each other, at least. What's going on, Christine?
Hey, good morning. Yes, my brother took my dad's inheritance and purchased a bunch of guns and fentanyl and then started selling them out of his apartment.
Oh, my God.
And now he's in prison.
Oh, okay.
So let me ask you, so the inheritance was left just to this brother. This is the thing you hear about a lot with siblings. They will figure out a way to either forge documents or get them at the end, sign it over to me, let's cut this sister out. So got all the money in the inheritance, right?
No, he only got his share, but he lost his daughter. He gave up custody of his daughter, bought all the guns and fentanyl, and then just created a makeshift pawn shop out of his apartment to sell everything illegally, and then went on the run, and the SWAT caught him in Washington.
Mm.
So you don't talk to him because you feel that he spent his inheritance money in a bad way?
Well, yes, of course.
How'd you spend your inheritance?
Did you invest it in a bond or something?
I used it towards my online business. I used it towards my house, my truck, my kids.
Right.
I own my own house now.
All right.
It's funny because the way my dad died, I actually called you guys. And when he died, he was the one that was eaten by his cats.
He was eaten by his cats. Yes. I remember talking to you.
Damn. That's right. We were trying to prove the point that cats are evil.
This is my dysfunctional life.
So your dad was eaten by his own cats.
After he died.
Well, we don't know.
It was after he died.
He wasn't eaten alive. That doesn't happen.
Once again, they could have started a moose bush in the foot while he was still living.
They do like to torture their kill.
Yeah, and then came back.
It was kind of Carmen. Because my dad, when I grew up, he used to play video games on the computer running over cats with the lawnmower.
Oh, it's karma, bitch.
They knew.
Yeah, they knew. Yeah, you start to torturing cats on your little video game system. They'll come back and get you.
I know it's upsetting, but at least it came back to bite him in the ass, and now he's in prison,
Well, I'm sorry that you're feuding with your... That's a rough run of things right there. I mean, I don't know how we don't invite this woman to our Endless Summer Kegger with stories like that.
Hey, we all spend our lottery winnings differently, right?
Some you buy fentanyl. Nicole, we're talking to people that are now currently feuding with or no longer speak to siblings. The Buss family, probably not going to speak to each other again after this whole Lakers ordeal. What's going on with you, Nicole?
Well, you guys should have had me go first because now my story's going to pale in comparison.
I don't know. Everyone, unless your dad was eaten by an animal, we don't care.
basically, 8 years ago at Easter, I have two younger sisters. My youngest sister, her baby daddy, showed up drunk and roid raging to Easter and assaulted my husband.
Oh! So you had a physical fight at your Easter celebration.
Yeah. And you know, and I found out I was autistic a year ago, so it makes sense now why I was just so, like, deer in the headlights. Like, this is supposed to be a safe space. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
How do you know he was roid raging as opposed to just regular raging?
Well, first of all, he was unusually buff, which you're like, yeah, he didn't do that naturally. And basically after my husband called the cops and he left, my husband had to call the cops so he could just leave. I was like, he was acting like he was more than just drunk because it was obvious he was drunk. And I was like, dude, he's acted more like he was on roids. And she goes, well, he was. It's no big deal.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to know a better way to celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
I think that's how he would have wanted it.
Yeah.
He died for our roids. Everyone knows that.
Maybe he was roid raging, and that's how he came back to life.
David on K-Rock, we're talking about siblings. You're no longer speaking to them. Something happened, a big rift. You were getting along, and now you're not. And this is happening with the Buss family right now as a result of the Lakers and ownership and everything else. What's going on with you?
Yeah, this feud's been going on for about a year and a half now. So my brother and sister, they live in a trailer park with their wives and their husbands and their four hellion kids. So what it is, they're trying to kick my dad out of this house because he's old. They want to put him in a home so they can take over his house so they can be free. They don't help me out, you know, taking care of him. They just want to get rid of him, you know, and put him in a home so they can take his house, do whatever they want to it. You know, and the feud's been going on for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're the only guy, stepping up, standing up for your dad, going, the guy's got a house, let him live in his house, right? Because that's usually what ends up happening. It's a very...
People want to stay in their house.
I stay in my house. I built this goddamn house. And then you got some sibling that's hard up for cash. They're like, let's go ahead and throw him in the home, sell this thing, get some quick money.
So I can get out of the trailer park.
Right. I get it. But David, you're right in this one. And that sucks because it's two against one.
The Buss family is probably dealing with this exact situation.
Same thing. Mary the Ninja.
Ah, Mary.
Hey, good morning, Sweet Debbie.
Sweet Debbie, it's Mary the Ninja. What's going on with you?
My brother won't talk to me anymore because I told him that his girlfriend at the time wasn't the one. And he won't talk to me anymore.
That ended the relationship? Is she still with that girlfriend?
Yes, they actually got married.
Oh, okay. So
you were wrong,
Mary,
on that
you were
one.
Wrong. It's one of your ninja instincts is not predicting the future.
Yeah.
That's why I never give anyone my honest feedback if they're in a relationship. Because if I'm like, look, you got to go ahead and cut ties. This person sucks. And then they end up getting married. They'll always remember I said they sucked. What if they genuinely suck?
And then maybe later they get divorced. And you're like, what if you had told them 10 years ago?
People don't want to hear it. That's a bad situation. I know people want honest feedback. And I know that they want to hear what do you really think? But you're in a bad spot. Because it's not what I really think. What do you really think? And then you just go, keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
There's something going on right now with a friend and someone. I know it's not going to end well. But they're happy. And I'm just not going to say anything.
Is it me?
It's you.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
All right. Well. There's a lot to talk about, not with siblings, because apparently no one's talking to their siblings. So we'll come back and invite one of you at least to our Endless Summer Kegger after Dominic Fike on camera. All right, we got to wrap up this conversation because we have more stuff to get to. And we have your passes for Just Like Heaven coming up in less than 20 minutes here on K-Rock. But we have an Endless Summer Kegger to get to. Andy, you've been patiently hanging out on hold and you wanted to share with us why you no longer speak to your siblings. Go ahead.
So for my 21st birthday, she slipped a pill into mine and my brother's drinks. And then while I was passed out on the toilet throwing up, she tried to sleep with my friends that were at the party. And then when I woke up, I found out that she had taken my money and all my gifts. And yeah.
This was your sister, your blood sister?
Yeah, well, half-sister.
Half-sister.
It's a bad half.
I thought I was being nice. Inviting her to the party.
You invite your half-sister to your birthday party. She decides to drug you, then steal the presents and try to sleep with everyone?
Yeah, and then...
Can we get her at the kegger, by chance? Is she available?
It's truly an endless summer for this lady.
She's reformed.
She's reformed. Oh, boo.
So then are you reconnected? I mean, it's like if they change their ways, then, you know, she's, sorry I drugged you that one time, but I'm doing fine now.
I hope she is.
No, you don't speak anymore.
Oh, okay, you don't speak anymore.
All right, Allie, we heard from a lot of people that are in a similar Buss situation. This is just that the Busses are always arguing about things like this, too, drugs and trailer parks, I'm sure.
Which one was your favorite?
I don't know. I mean, obviously a big fan of Mary the Ninja just because she's a semi-regular to the show. But of all of the situations we heard about right there, any of the siblings that try to cut out the other siblings from the will, that's mm-hmm. always the big one. The guy David, whose siblings...
The trailer park
situation.
I do feel bad about that. He's trying to stand up, nice
let
guy.
His dad stay in his house. I feel like...
He's the only one contributing.
Vanessa, reach out to some of those fine people we just chatted with off the air and see who can make it to our endless summer kegger. We'd love to have those people out there.
And that sister that was doing all the banging.
Yeah, get that sister that was doing the banging. We want the banging sister. Can you blame us for that? Seems like a good call, right?
Yeah.
Back in a moment, we have ADD News to get to, and then we have your passes. So you can go to Just Like Heaven, which is this Saturday. The Strokes, LCD Sound System, and many others. And we have those tickets coming up after this quick break on KROQ.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
It's too bad our conversation about sibling rivalries has already ended because a little bit late on the text line, someone said they just found out this morning that their parents and siblings have a separate group chat that they are not involved in and they're planning a trip without them.
Oh, that hurts.
Rough way to figure that out. 208, thanks for sharing. Sadly, you've also...
That person probably sucks.
Also missed out on our... You also got in too late to get in on this, so you're missing out all
over
the
place. You're out of this chat, too. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, 562 on the text line wants to tell the Odo Queen that they're bummed out this morning because they missed their odometer milestone of 100,000, 69,420. They were going for the 60. They missed it, and they were so mad because they couldn't wait to take a picture and share it with you, but now you'll never, ever get that again.
It's tough because in your mind you go, that's going to happen in 5 miles. I got to look. I got to get my camera ready. I got to do it, and then it passes by. You just go back into autopilot.
Happens to everybody.
It does. Everyone's sad about it.
No one has ever looked at their Odo and said, damn, I missed it, except Allie. We will get into a brand new hour of the show in moments after this ADD news. The first thing we do is get you passes to Just Like Heaven. This weekend, Brookside at the Rose Bowl. You'll be seeing many bands there, including this one. So the Strokes and many others in your future if you are the 20th caller just after 9 o'clock. And again at noon, 3 and 6 on K-Rock. Right now, though, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
The VMA Award nominees were released. And, of course, there are a bunch of pop stars that lead the nominations like Madonna and Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter, etc. But there is an interesting twist this year. After 35 years, they are getting rid of the rock category at the VMAs. Uh-oh. Best rock is no longer a category. Columbia House and now this!
Man, what a double punch to wake up to this morning.
I know, it's rough. But rock music, just they say, doesn't have enough artists anymore to fill the category. It's kind
what
of having...
Considered a rock artist.
So just so you know, Omar, last year, the nominees for Best Rock included Coldplay and Evanescence and 21 Pilots, and Coldplay won. So I think they were like, if Coldplay is winning the rock awards, maybe we just need to end it. I don't even think Chris Martin would be.
I mean,
he even says, like, we're kind of, we're barely, he says we're like yacht rock.
But here's the thing, though. They are continuing the category best alternative.
Yes, they are. So everything's just going to be grouped into that.
Right, so every band you just mentioned that was in the nominees for best rock
would be in the alternative category.
Right, you move 21 Pilots and Evanescence over there. It's the same thing.
So,
but there are a lot of great rock bands still out there. I don't know what they're thinking. Queens of the Stone Age?
Well, that would also, couldn't you argue that's alternative too? I don't know.
We play them on K-Rock.
I think because of that guy from ZZ Top that died, they just decided, let's just get rid of the whole category.
Greta Van Fleet is probably the only modern day rock band I can think of at the top of my head.
I mean,
even there, they're alternative.
That's a rock band.
That is a rock band.
If you ask Dave Grohl or Rage Against the Machine, anything Tom Morello's done there, what kind of band are you in? They're going to say a rock band.
They're going to say like K-pop.
Mastodon,
K-pop.
Right?
They're all saying K-pop. That's where the money is.
The nominees for Best Alternative this year are Geese, MGK and Fred Durst, Noah Kahan, Olivia Rodrigo, Somber, Tame Impala, and 21 Pilots. So even those nominees are confusing.
And that's for which category?
That's for Best Alternative.
This year. Olivia Rodrigo is in that category. Huh.
Which a lot of people would argue she's a pop artist.
No, you gotta listen to the album. I agree with this.
Well, but when Olivia Rodrigo first came out and I listened to her music, I was like, oh, this is more alternative or rock-based. But because she's pop culture-y and because she's got this kind of like... certain vibe to her, it became so mainstream that it became pop.
You get to this weird world where, you know, it's a typical, I can't believe we're giving Beyonce country awards. Everyone gets all caught up in, you know, if the person was this genre, known for the genre, can they genre jump?
Yeah, and people have. I mean, Taylor Swift genre jumped, and so did Beyonce.
Right.
And, I mean, didn't MGK used to rap or some crap?
He rapped, and he was a rock star. But no wonder they're getting rid of categories. All these artists are in different categories, for real.
Well, I think the artists want to bend the genres, right? Well, they don't even want to be put into a genre. They just want to be artists.
They all say the same thing. I don't want to be defined by something. Because
I just want the award.
I just want the award and the checks. Sell some merch.
The new Air Force fitness test has just been implemented. Let's see if any of us could pass some of the new requirements.
We couldn't even pass the physical fitness test for elementary school last year. Didn't we try that and not do well?
That's true. We did try that.
That was like a year ago.
Johnny was the only one that killed
Johnny
me.
Did it, and we all
and
had
then,
trouble.
And then push-ups.
I carried because Jake cheated on the running thing, and he delayed all of us, so I had to make up for what he lacked.
Yeah, we all were able to run fine.
Yeah. Jake had
because
that
we had
problem.
To run a mile, I think, in 8 minutes and 20 seconds or something like that. And we were all doing great with it. I think we all ran at like 7 miles an hour. And then Jake was just kind of flopping around.
Right. You know,
flip flopping.
Yeah, because he had those giant jugs he had to lug around.
Yeah. It's hard to ratio in the boobies.
Yeah, they didn't do that. Most of those young kids don't have giant boobs like Jake does. So
in this, you have a choice. You can either do a 2 mile run or you can do a 20 meter high aerobic multi shuttle run. That's where you go back and forth between two different points. And there's beeps at each point, and then the beeps get faster. You have to run faster and faster.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, we had that option in school where we could either run the mile or we could do that. It was called the pacer.
My daughter's
it was the worst.
Oh,
really?
Good.
Yeah, the pacer was the worst.
Kids are getting too fat these days. And that's a good idea.
It's rough. So, but the requirements kind of vary based on your age. So, like, the slowest that, say, a 35 to 39-year-old man could do it, to pass would be 21 minutes and 16 seconds for 2 miles.
21 minutes, 2 miles.
So it's just under an 11-minute mile.
That's to make which what branch of the military is this?
This is the Air Force. But that's
Air
you
Force.
Only get certain
points. It's a run. You sit in a plane.
But you also get a point total. So like if that's your least strong category, but you can do a ton of push-ups, you'll get more points there. Like in order to get 50 points, which is the max for men in that age range, you would have to do it in 14 minutes. So that's a 7-minute mile.
Yeah.
So you can get more points and score better and be elite status if you can do it better. But that's the slowest you can do it. No. Ski ball's not on there.
Air hockey.
You also could complete a full minute of standard push-ups or 2 minutes of hand release push-ups. And then for core, there's 60 seconds of sit-ups or 2 minutes of cross-leg reverse crunches or a third option of a timed forearm plank.
And so of these new goals, I guess, how many of us do you think could make the Air Force?
Zero. You know, I went to an air show over the weekend, and they had all of these. They had an Army set up. They had the Navy set up. They had the Air Force, and they all had examples of the fitness test.
Is that the one in Camarillo?
Yes.
You went to that?
I did go to that, yeah.
You are white enough.
Yeah, it was very MAGA of me to go there. Was a lot of Steve Hilton for governor shirts there. It was a great time. There were a lot of planes to look at, and there was a lot of fun stuff. There was a good funnel cake, but yeah, there was a setup for the Army, the Marines, the Navy, and they all had like, this is how much you should be able to bench press. This is how they had like a deadlift thing with like 245 pounds on it, and you can try and lift it.
I thought they were lowering the standards because not enough people were signing up,
yeah.
So they had to make it easier to get in.
Yeah, well, they also had a pull-up bar, and then they were helping people.
Oh, really?
Up the pull-up bar. But
you know, the air show I go to is the In-N-Out by LAX. That's my air show
well,
choice.
Well, they don't do cool tricks like they did at this one.
But I can tell you one thing. They're not trying to see how many push-ups or pull-ups you can do.
If you're wondering, my wife did leave with an Army pamphlet.
Oh, she's interested in signing
she's
up?
She's interested in joining the
Army. Is she going to be all she can be?
The Army. I think she will until she realizes that it's hard.
Yeah.
But she did leave saying, you know, I also could do administrative work. And I was like, you won't do that either.
Right.
Klein, I know you're dealing with a roach issue in your place, which is different than your lice issue and your skunk issue. But there's a new problem that could plague your home.
I don't have a skunk issue with the... Oh, that's not true. I do. Never
you
mind.
Did have a skunk issue, did you not?
Yeah, the dog got sprayed in the back.
Now you could potentially deal with beetles, fig beetles.
If you are seeing those big, shiny green beetles buzzing all over LA. Oh, it's not just your imagination.
Those ones are crazy because those ones have no
the big
flight
shiny
path.
Ones, the green ones,
and they fly right into you, and they're loud as hell too. Ugh. And they're all like, I mean, we always say like
they seem drunk.
It's different than the cracked
I thought
they
were blind.
I think that may be it.
Those are June bugs. I thought were blind.
These things, I know what they look like. They look like
They're like greenish, shiny beetles.
Yeah, they're the kind of thing that Jake would collect and put in a jar in his office.
Have you seen The Mummy?
And they fly. Yeah, they're in the movie The Mummy, those ones. These things fly all over, and they will fly right into your face. Thank you, Vanessa, for giving us some context there.
Appreciate
that.
They're in a special in The Mummy?
I think so.
There's a whole
beetle scene. She loves The Mummy. She's a big fan of The Mummy.
With Brendan Fraser?
Yeah,
these are called fig eater beetles, and they're becoming more common in Southern California. The beetles are about an inch long, and August is their peak season. Experts say their large bodies and relatively small wings make them clumsy in the air, often crashing into people.
Yeah.
Good news is they don't bite, and they're not considered pests. The beetles mostly eat decaying fruit, and their larvae help break down compost. post. If one wanders inside your house, experts recommend gently moving it back outdoors.
Yeah, it's not going to happen in my place.
I don't know how you guys feel about this, but they're pretty common in Rancho during the summer. And I had a friend over who was not afraid of bugs or any kind of animals. So he trapped two of them. We tried tied strings to them, and we flew them like kites.
That's
pretty
cool. Yeah. Why don't you film that, dude? Give us some content.
I should have. Yeah. So, I'll get him down here and see if we could do that again.
Wait, so you tied a little tiny string around their bodies?
To his leg. No.
To one of his legs.
Yeah, to one of his legs. Yeah.
Oh,
it's pretty sight to see. Yeah.
Those things are fun.
It didn't just rip its leg off?
No.
Wow.
I don't know what he did.
Get into a brand new hour of the show right now, and the choice is yours. You want passes to Just Like Heaven or a kite made out of a bug? That Omar will send you. Call
it
20-800-520-1067. Call now, win next.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.